on the unmoving train, glancing at pages in a magazine, you were on the phone dealing with a technical problem, patient and sarcastic. When your glance fell on me and woke my intellect, you seemed to address me, your voice rising in two syllables that were almost my name, a word that when at age 5 I first heard it pronounced, I mistook for my name, errand. For me to brave that stare in exchange, I would want something valuable. Can you be sincere as you turn to go, older, suddenly pretending to read? Now silence warms the earth. There are too many grammatical and spelling errors in the city to continue displaying them. I'm Chiquita Banana. My name is taken from the shop where I was made. I have a lot of words in my head that I don't say. I love the warmth of the candle, and I also enjoy its light. Of course, I sometimes do misspeak the meaningful words in my head. If I should let my voice go, what obscenities I might utter. We can never entirely sleep, and sex, as everyone knows, is mostly dormant. The library is a sexy place, since the books on the shelves are mostly dormant. Being a poet means that I am not constrained to make sex from my own obdurate flesh alone. I also have opportunities to make sex out of words and concepts. Therefore, as a poet, even I might be considered sexy. The ingredients of my being are words and flesh, mostly. Everyone has the same flesh, only the words are different. A recovered name suddenly floods the memory, taken from the shop where I was made. I once gave someone a dictionary.